Good afternoon. I want to draw your attention to 1 John chapter 3, verse 10 to 19, and I want to share with you some thoughts on the subject which I've called the distinctive of love. This chapter begins with an exclamation of wonderment and praise at God's mercy in Christ, but it also shows the practical outworking of God's salvation in the life of the believer. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. That's how John starts. But he also goes on to tell us in verse 10 that true Christians do righteousness. That's the outworking of God's grace in their hearts and lives. And included in the doing of righteousness is the loving of others, and in particular, fellow Christians. First, love is a clear distinctive. In God's eyes, no one can do righteousness but those he has converted. Now, we cannot separate the doing of righteousness and brotherly love. And so it should be said that where brotherly love is non-existent, that man is living in unrighteousness. A man may have spiritual gifts. He may, as he exercises these gifts, say or think that he is a doer of righteousness. Yet it is an empty boast if he lives in hatred or cold indifference. His deeds are nothing, and he is also proved to be nothing. Vance Havner, commenting on 1 Corinthians 13, said, "Not tongues, nor prophecy, nor martyrdom, nor philanthropy, but love is the Christian's distinctive." It's not only a clear distinctive, it is a commanded distinctive. We are told in Scripture, "This is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should love one another." Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 2, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." To deliberately and continually flout this ancient word is wanton rebellion and makes a nonsense of the rebel's profession of Christianity. As 1 John 2 verse 4 tells us, "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Love, then, is a clear distinctive and a commanded distinctive. It's also a commendable distinctive. John incites brotherly love by showing the evil of one of its opposites, namely hatred, in the example of Cain. He tells us Cain slew his brother because he was of that wicked one. And as Genesis bears out, unlike Abel, Cain hated the appointed way of approach through the slain lamb. You'll read more about that in Genesis chapter 4. False religion then made Cain hate his brother. So then, Christian love, which springs from God's love in Christ, is commended even by its opposite. "Charity suffereth long," says the book, "and is kind. Charity never faileth." It's not only a clear distinctive, a commanded distinctive, and a commendable distinctive, but love is also a conscious distinctive. By this, the believer knows that he has passed from death to life. That's what we're told in verse 14. Now, brotherly love is not the source of life, but it is a sign of life. And that love is more than fondness of feeling, and exists only in and among those who are truly in the family of God. Again, love is a Christ-like distinctive. His love is seen in the freeness of his sacrifice. He laid down his life, that is, of his own volition, according to verse 16. And his love is not only seen in the fullness of his sacrifice, a freeness of his sacrifice, it's seen in the fullness of his sacrifice. Jesus Christ gave all that he had, his very life. His love was also seen in the favour of his sacrifice. He just did not lay down his life, but he laid down his life specifically for us. That means in the place of us. In other words, he was our substitute. And now he wants us to reflect that love, just as the moon reflects the light of the sun, and whenever called for, make necessary sacrifices for the welfare, physical and spiritual, of others. So the Bible says, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Why not pray that he will help you to do that? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wondrous compassion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my being refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.